Well, the month of May is a lot of things, including National Motorcycle Awareness Month. Going to talk about some of those issues here this morning with Jeff Hoker, who's the Assistant State Coordinator of ABATE of Iowa. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Great, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you so much. The weather finally in the month of May has turned to be nice enough that you could really get out and enjoy a ride, so we need to be careful, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's finally starting to turn around. The weather's warming them up, and obviously we're going to see more and more motorcycles on the road, so it's time to start thinking about that and start watching for them.
Yeah, you bet. And this is the time of the year we really start to think about that. Some folks never put the bike away. You know, depending upon the weather conditions all throughout the year in Iowa, it can be kind of a mishmash of things you might be able to get out and enjoy. But we see so much more of that activity now, along with bicyclists out there. We've got, of course, the semi and truck traffic. We've got your regular cars and pickups out there. And in addition, this time of the year, you know, we got some of that big, heavy equipment out there, too, with moving from farm field in planting season. So we got a lot of different things going on the roads.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And you know, the thing about the motorcycles especially is, or you mentioned a great point there. You got your trucks, you got your tractors, your farm vehicles. That's a lot of big targets. You know, a motorcycle is a very small target with generally one headlight, sometimes two, and one taillight. And they're just harder to spot, you know, and people are used to looking for trucks or they're used to looking for tractors or cars or pickups once more and more year-round, especially than the motorcycle. So we get to this time of year when we're starting to see more of us out riding around, you know, it takes people a little bit to get accustomed to that.
Yeah, and then you mix in some of the times of day. If you get a little bit of fog, you get a little bit of sunrise or sunset glare, those times of the day, you know, it can be really difficult out there. So we do need to be careful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
you made another great point that a lot of people ride no matter what the weather is. So, you know, it's something to keep in mind if it's raining or a little bit foggy or something as well, you know, that limited visibility.
Yeah, just need to keep that in mind all the time. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things we should be aware of. It's Motorcycle Awareness Month, so what should we as drivers be aware of with regard to motorcycles?
Well, you know, a couple of the biggest things, obviously, like I've already mentioned, it's a smaller target. You know, they're harder to see. They're, you know, watch your blind spots. You know, look twice. You know, always look twice. Make sure you look right, left, right again. You know, the most fatal motorcycle accident is that lethal left-hand turn where people are turning in front of you. They just don't see you coming, and you know, it seems like more and more people are in a bigger hurry these days, you know, so take that extra second and make sure you look and, you know, be aware of what's around you and be aware that they're out there.
Should we take, as drivers of vehicles, should we take special precautions when we see motorcycles, whether we're behind them or whether we're, about to pass them, say, for example, on an interstate or somewhere, or perhaps if they're in the other lane coming toward us? What things should we look for?
Know if you need to take any more precautions as you should anyway. You know, I mean, it's the stuff you should be practicing as to be a good, safe driver anyway, not necessarily just because it's a motorcycle around you. You know, obviously the following distance or, you know, if you see a group of bikes coming at you, generally, you know, we'll be, you know, straddled, you know, left, right, left with a couple second interval between us. So that bike coming at you in a group is going to be the closest one to you and going to be pretty close to that yellow line. You know, those are the biggest things, you know. Once again, to say, a vehicle needs to be more careful just because it's a motorcycle, I don't think they need to be more careful. They should be practicing the same good driving skills all the time.
Should be all the time. Yeah, you bet. Well, and you kind of mentioned, too, that we need to pay attention. You know, we're so distracted anymore because we have all these cell phones in our hands. You can't hardly drive down the road without seeing someone with a steering wheel in one hand and a cell phone in the other. That's dangerous all the time, but especially when you talk about motorcycles and visibility issues to start with.
Absolutely right. You're nailing it on the head there. And that, once again, you know, you're sitting there looking at your phone or whatever, and you're glancing. I'm glancing up. And we're all guilty of it. No, you know, nobody's gonna sit here and say, "Oh, I don't do that," because we've all done it. You know, but when the thing with a motorcycle coming at you between a car or a truck or a tractor or whatever, when you look up, once again, it's that small target. So when you look up and glance back down, chances are you're not going to see it. You know, and there, you can't preach that enough to just look twice. And the more distracted you are, the more chances are something's going to happen. We just had one of our members, a good friend, just last week this happened to. So it happens, and it happens all the time. Yeah. You know, we just got to be more careful about what we're doing.
Yeah, and the frustrating thing is it doesn't need to happen all the time. These are fully preventable.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They're 100% preventable, 100%, in most cases, 100% preventable. You know, once again, that left-hand turn, you know, it's just a matter of taking an extra second. Everybody's in such a hurry anymore. We're all in a hurry. And once again, I'm not excluding myself. Everybody is the same way, you know. But I like to think I'm a little more cautious I always expect the driver not to do what they're supposed to do. So if it's a stop sign, I expect they're not going to stop. You know, if there's a car coming at me and it looks like they're going to turn left, I expect they're not going to see me. So as a motorcyclist, that's what we need to do, because we're the ones that need to be more careful. I'm not going to say the public around us needs to be more careful. We need to be more careful around the public and just expect they're not going to do what they should.
Well, yeah, when you stop and think about it, if I'm driving down the road and I'm behind a motorcycle and I'm looking at something, whether it's a phone or the radio or whatever in the vehicle, and I look up suddenly and they're stopped in front of me and I have to hit the brakes quick. If it's a car in front of me and I happen to, you know, be able to mostly stop and just bump the back end of it, it's just a little fender bender. But if I do that to a motorcycle, that can be deadly.
Yeah, we don't have a cage around us, you know. So, you know, at best we have on maybe our leathers, you know, or whatever to protect us from the concrete. But you're exactly right. You're in a motorcycle at a stoplight or at a stop sign or whatever, it's going to be a much different consequence and situation and outcome than is a car or a pickup. And it's the same thing, as I've said repeatedly here already, it's that small target. You know, you've got one taillight back there. Sometimes they might have two, depending on the type of bike. But it's not as big as a vehicle, and it's so easy to miss. You know, so like you say, if you're glancing down at your phone, or you know, you're whatever gawking around, and you slam into the back of it, it's not like hitting a car or a pickup or a bus or a truck or whatever. You know, that the rider's going down. Hopefully, there's not two people on the bike going down. And there's going to be injuries. I mean, it's just the way it is.
You bet. Well, we don't want to sound too preachy like we're getting on the drivers here, too. As motorcyclists, you mentioned that you take special precautions and things, too. What other types of things do you do as motorcyclists to help yourself out on the road?
Well, like I said, you know, we need to be responsible for ourselves, like you said. And we need to practice more safety than a car does. You know, we need to pay attention, too. You know, we don't need to be out there flying around at 200 mile an hour, 100 mile an hour. You know, I mean, we got to take care of ourselves as well. You know, and you're right. We can't blame everything on the motoring public, right? You know, we have to be responsible for our own actions, and we just need to be responsible, be out there, ride safe, plan another's not doing as you're supposed to, whether it's a motorcycle, a car, a truck, whoever it is. You know, if everybody does and takes care of themselves, everybody should be a little bit safer.
You betcha. Well, I know through ABATE you've got some different programs, too, for folks who are interested in some educational courses, some rider education courses. I know there's a Share the Road program as well. Can you talk a little bit about those?
You bet. Our rider education is probably one of the premier in the country, honestly. We're very proud of it. We have several mobile units that go around the state putting on rider education courses. It's not just for new riders. Riders who've ridden for years are more than welcome to take the course, or returning riders course for riders who have experience. Are very popular. But, you know, you can go to our website, you know, at bateofiowa.com, and all those classes are on there. Our Share the Road class, that's something that is a law in the state of Iowa, that every rider education class in high school, not even in high school, just any rider education class for vehicles has to see our Share the Road presentation, whether it's in person or on a video. We got that enacted and made into law in Iowa here several years ago, and it's a great course. You know, we have people who go out to schools and put on our course. It's about 45-50 minute class, and it's very educational, and it actually points out stuff that these kids don't think about, you know, riding around motorcycles once again.
Well, especially when we're young, we're going to live forever, right?
Yeah, you always think that, you know, and you hope you do. Yeah. You know, you hope you live to see your golden 80s and 90s and 70s, you know, but you know, you got to help yourself out sometimes to make it that far too.
That is very true, very true. And you know, a lot of times riders like to ride in packs too. When we're folks that enjoy motorcycling, for some people it's their mode of transportation, but for others it's meant to be just like some people use campers. It's their fun time. It's their recreation time, and they like to do it as a group, because we always like to have fun in groups. So you know, watch out for what you see out there. Be prepared so that you know what's coming. Yeah. And be aware of those kinds of things, too, so that you, you know, we don't have any of these unfortunate incidents. Very good. Well, Jeff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for the time here today. I appreciate that. And
yes, sir.
Of course, again, the May month of May, Motorcycle Awareness Month. So be aware, and not just during the month of May. We're reminding you now, but you should do that all year long. And Jeff, if folks would like to learn more about some of the programming or some of the things we've visited about, is there a way online they can find that?
Absolutely. Just go to abateofiowa.com, and everything is on there. Or Share the Road. There's a link to that. Rider education course, there's a link to that. All the stuff, our ABATE of Iowa Freedom Rally, there's a link to that. We've been on one of the largest motorcycle rallies in the country, and this is our 38th year. We're very proud of that. You know, that thing's on the 4th of July weekend every year. I mean, if you haven't seen that, that's something that, that everybody should check out, you know. So it's A-Bait of Iowa, abaitofiowa.org. You can go on there. Everything's on our mission statement, the whole nine yards.
Excellent. I know you have a location on Facebook as well, so folks can find it that way if that's what they prefer. And watch for the information and watch for bikers. Let's all get home safely. Jeff Hoker, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Have a great month of May and enjoy the ride.
Thank you for putting the message out there. We appreciate it.